You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
क्यानबराको अहिले पछिल्लो माहौलका बारेमा कुरा गर्नको लागि हामीसँग टेलिफोन सम्पर्कमा हुनुहुन्छ सहकर्मी रेजिस अरियालजी. रेजिस्टी, स्वागत छ यहाँलाई.
नमस्ते सुनिताजी. अब माहौलको कुरा गर्दा यहाँ अब एकदम क्यानबरा एकदम सकरु र नेपालमय भएको छ. अहिले म जहाँ छु अहिले जिआइओ स्टेडियमको छेउमा, त्यहाँ चाहिँ नेपालका समर्थक र सकरुका समर्थकहरू बिच फ्रेन्डली म्याच भइरहेको छ, मैत्रीपूर्ण खेल भइरहेको छ.
म आशिष सापकोटा, प्रेसिडेन्ट सिएनएफसी नेपाल.
सिएनएफसीको फुल फर्म पनि
क्यानबरा नेपालीज फुटबल क्लब. यो चाहिँ नि क्यानबरा बेस फुटबल क्लब हो, यहाँको लोकल टिम नेपालीज ओरिजिन पिपलहरूले रन गरेको क्यानबरा क्लब.
यो सिएनएफसी स्टार्ट भएको कति वर्ष भयो?
सिएनएफसी फर्मल इस्टाब्लिस भएको चाहिँ 2014 हो. 2014 अहिलेसम्म भनौँ न 5 भयो, तर अनअफिसियल्ली चाहिँ 2008 चाहिँ यो बिल्डअप हुन स्टार्ट भएको.
अनि आज अब सकरु सपोर्टर्सहरूसँग म्याच गर्दै हुनुहुन्छ. अब अस्ट्रेलिया र नेपाल बिचको फुटबल गेमभन्दा अगाडिको यो अब अफिसियल फ्रेन्डली म्याच भनौँ होइन, कसरी यो चाहिँ कसरी कुरा आयो, कसरी भयो तपाईँहरूको पार्टिसिपेसन यसमा?
यो चाहिँ नि अजी सपोर्टरहरू चाहिँ नि प्रत्येकचोटि अजी जहिले पनि ओभरसिज खेल्न जाँदाखेरि त्यहाँको लोकल टिमसँग उहाँहरूले चाहिँ म्याच राख्नुहुन्थ्यो. त्यही भएर चाहिँ हामी एसिटीको एउटा मात्रै फुटबल क्लब भएको हुनाले उहाँहरूले हामीलाई अप्रोच गर्नुभयो, अनि हामीले त्यसलाई चाहिँ पोजिटिभ लिएर हामीले 2 अगाडिदेखि कुरा भइरहेको थियो गेम गर्ने भनेर.
अनि अब आज अहिले स्कोर त अब रिजल्ट जस्तो भए पनि होइन, अब फ्युचरमा यस्तो गेमहरू त अवश्य पनि हुन्छ होला, तर अरू टिमहरूसँग चाहिँ कतिको सिएनएफसीले खेल्ने गरेको छ?
सिएनएफसीले अहिले यहाँ हामीले आफैले पनि एसिटीमा चाहिँ इन्टरस्टेट टुर्नामेन्ट गराउँछौँ. अस्ति लास्ट टाइम हामीले चाहिँ नि 16 टिम नेपाली ओरिजिनको 16 टिमहरूको नेपाल एम्बेसी कप भएको थियो. हामीले प्रत्येक वर्ष त्यो गर्छौँ, अनि त्यस पछाडि हामी आफै पनि इन्टरस्टेट सिडनी मेलबर्न चाहिँ इन्टरस्टेट सकर टुर्नामेन्टहरूमा हामी सहभागी हुन्छौँ. र योपालि चाहिँ नि हामीले मल्टिकल्चरल टुर्नामेन्ट इन्टरस्टेट टुर्नामेन्ट पनि गर्ने विचार गरेका छौँ.
के छ त्यसमा चाहिँ, कतिवटा टिमहरू के छ त्यसको प्लान चाहिँ?
त्यसको प्लान चाहिँ नि हामीले यही 16 टिमको फर्मेट राख्ने, तर सबैलाई चाहिँ नि एउटा लिमिट गरेर भनौँ, एसिटीबाट सर्टन टिम, न्यू साउथवेलबाट सर्टन टिम, भिक्टोरियाबाट सर्टन टिम, अलबर्टबाट सर्टन टिम, प्लस अरू नेसनलको टिमहरू जस्तो अफ्रिकन टिमहरू छ यहाँ, बङ्गलादेशी टिम छ, इन्डियन टिमहरू छ, उहाँहरूलाई पनि अप्रोच गरेर सबैलाई मिक्सअप गरेर इक्वली पार्टिसिपेट गर्ने हाम्रो विचार छ.
पर्फेक्ट, थ्याङ्क यू भेरी मच.
थ्याङ्क यू.
तपाईं SBS रेडियो नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ.
My name is Matthew Dawson.
And tell us about the Supporteroos.
Yeah, so the Supporteroos was founded about 2 ago in Russia, during the FIFA World Cup in Russia, and we played a number of games across Russia and went to the Supporter World Cup in St. Petersburg. And then earlier this year, we travelled to France for the Women's World Cup. And now we've played 18 games before today. And today we finally get to play our first game in Australia against Nepal.
So this is obviously the first time you're playing against Nepal. What has the experience been like?
Look, to be honest, very similar to a lot of our games. We apply a bit of any man and his dog, or any lady and his dog, or any child and his dog policy. And anyone can turn up and play. And until we get here, we don't really know each other. On the other team, we're playing the Canberra Nepalese Football Club, who looks like they've been playing together a lot for years. So, that said, it's always great for us to kind of just have a bit of an everyone has a go mentality and just kind of celebrate having a kick around and having a run around.
And as you mentioned, you've got all sorts of players. You've got young kids, you've got male players, female players, everyone from different age group. So how do you decide who plays, who doesn't, or how does that work?
It's quite simple. We put up a post on Facebook and try to spread it through football mechanisms. And if you turn up, you play. So it's as simple as that. Anyone who turns up, we say wear a yellow Socceroos or Matildas shirt and you can have a run. So, yeah.
Good. And do you normally play football outside in any teams or any clubs, your local team?
Yeah, so I play in the amateur league up in Wollongong. There's a few of the guys from my club here today and a few of us have played. A few of us went to Russia as well, so it's always good having those games. But then, this is always just a good bit of fun, particularly this being at the end of the season. If you get injured,
and it's a self-funded trip that you go to, right?
Absolutely. So when we went to Russia, completely fund everything ourselves. France, fund ourselves, and when we go to Kathmandu, you fund yourself. At the end of the day, it's kind of what a few of us do as our holidays.
And do you get to hang out with the Socceroos at all?
not just yet. Mm. You know, there's still, you know, particularly for the Socceroos, there's a lot of people who travel. But, you know, who knows? Particularly when the boys were in Kuwait a few weeks ago, we didn't manage to play a game, but five of the guys went over and, yeah, you know, they got to meet the guys and that was good fun.
So you're going to Nepal next month as well, is that right?
Yeah, so March 31st next year is that game. So, yeah, we're keen to do that. We've got three confirmed coming from Melbourne, Sydney and France, a Socceroos guy living over there. But, yeah, if anyone else is travelling to Kathmandu, get in touch with us and, yeah, hopefully we'll find a Nepalese contact to get the game over there and make it happen.
And finally, your prediction. Well, how many goals? What do you think the score will be tonight?
Look, tonight the winner's going to be football. I fear it's going to rain and it'll be a bit of a wet pitch. So that always changes up things. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, you know, hopefully it's just a good, fun, clean game. And, yeah, I don't like predicting scores.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
No worries. तपाईको समुदाय तपाईको कुराकानी SPS नेपाली
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.